right, we got a full count. The bases are
loaded.
Pardon me? Pardon me. All right, you two. I've got enough snacks to feed a small army.
Whoa, cool.
Hand it over. You know, I don't know how long it's been since we've been to a night game like this.
Martin, when I was your age, my mom and dad used to bring me to baseball games just like this.
This has been great.
It's the pitch. And a strong connect.
Oh, what a hit. I'll bet that ball's going out of the park.
It's going, it's going.
Home run.
What in the world is that?
Wait, look. Look there above the scoreboard.
What is that?
That's a spaceship.
Look at the spaceship.
I don't know. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, Martin. I just don't know.
What just flew over the baseball park? Could it be a UFO? To find out, join the adventure in Jonathan Park and the Escape from Utopia. Late the next evening, the Park and Brennan families are headed south on Highway 285, 150 miles south of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Last night, people at the baseball stadium were treated to a little science fiction action in real life.
We were just watching a beautiful home run hit when suddenly we saw these bright lights and something that looked like a UFO shooting across the sky.
You see, Jim? This is why I hate going to Roswell, especially at night like this.
Martha, everything's going to be just fine.
Jim's right. And now that we're going to open our own museum, it's a good idea to see the Robert Goddard display at the Roswell Museum.
Dr. Park, haven't people been looking for aliens for a long time?
Well, Jesse, I guess you could say that mankind has always wondered about that possibility. But the modern search for extraterrestrials began in the fall of 1960 when a man by the name of Frank Drake began listening to the sky on a radio telescope.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Funny, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. It's called SETI.
Well, actually, Jonathan, it's SETI. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yes, and now that project's being carried on as Project Phoenix by non-governmental agencies.
Well, what are they looking for, Dad?
Well, Katie, they believe that if there's intelligent life out there, they probably have the ability to make radio or TV signals like we do.
Funny thing is, they haven't found anything yet.
Angela's right. It's been over 40 years, and they haven't heard one non-natural signal from any place other than on Earth.
Well, anyone monitoring our TV broadcast would have a hard time receiving any intelligent signals as well.
Wouldn't some people say there's other proof for aliens?
Well, Katie, actually, they've looked for aliens in a lot of other ways, too. Billions of dollars have been spent on the search for life throughout the galaxy.
That's part of what they're trying to do with all the latest probes to Mars.
So, Jesse, to answer your question, someone can believe in aliens if they want to, but scientifically speaking, there hasn't been any confirmed evidence, not even a clue for intelligent life, except for here on Earth.
Well, we're just a few miles from Roswell. Maybe we'll find some there.
I have a funny feeling about this.
Mom, this is gonna be great.
Yeah, what are you kidding me? The Park and Brennan families on a road trip together? This is gonna be awesome. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, no.
Honey, what's wrong?
Oh, it sounds like your transmission.
If we're going to keep taking these road trips, one of us is going to have to get a decent van.
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Hey, someone's pulling up behind us.
Yeah, I wonder what this guy wants.
Hopefully he wants to help.
Are you guys okay?
I think it's our transmission.
Not good.
Is there an auto shop nearby?
Closest one is in Roswell, about 5 miles down the road. Look, this is an awful time of night for your family to be stranded on the side of the road. I'm in charge of a retreat center that's just over the hill. We could call a tow truck and you and your families could be our guests tonight.
Thanks for your generous offer, Mr.
I'm sorry, my name's Andy.
Jim Brennan.
And I'm Dr. Kendall Park. Sure glad you came along when you did.
Yes, I think it was meant to be. Have you got your two families situated?
Yes, everyone's tucked in and sleeping.
I know a tow truck driver personally. He's probably the only one that would come out at this time of night. He'll tow it into town for you. Here, let me get the lights.
Whoa! I've never seen anything like this.
What exactly is the purpose of this
Andromedas.
Center?
Andromedas! The chosen time has come.
Andromedas?
That's my full name, but I go by Andy.
Okay.
Orion, where are your manners? These are two visitors from the outside. Kendall and Jim, this is Orion.
Hello.
Hi there.
Universal peace to you.
Right back at you.
Andromedas, we need to hurry. You're late.
Yes, we've got a meeting. Okay, the phone is right over there. Just pull the door shut when you're done. It'll lock behind you.
Let's go.
Breakfast is at 10 a.m.
Thanks. We'll see you then.
I wonder where they're going at 2 in the morning.
What about these pictures?
The spaceship sweeping toward people who are reaching up for it?
Something's starting to tell me this isn't a nice little family camp.
Jonathan? What are you doing out here in the hallway?
Kay's not feeling very well, so Mom woke me up and asked me to get a ginger ale out of the soda machine. What about you?
Ryan's using the restroom. So Mom said I could use the bathroom out here. Does this place give you the creeps or what?
I guess you're right.
Shh! Do you hear something?
It's coming from this window. Look way out there.
People carrying candles.
What are hundreds of people doing out in the field at 2:30 in the morning?
We better get back into our rooms and tell our moms.
See you at breakfast.
Hey, breakfast's not half bad.
Yeah, you might say it's out of this world.
You never know.
I don't like the way my quiche jiggles.
It's alive.
It's dead, Jim.
All right, you two. Angela, is Katie feeling better this morning?
Well, actually, she's doing much better. I can see her outside with the other kids.
I'm really concerned about what Jonathan and Jesse saw last night.
What kind of place do you think this is?
I don't know, but if one more person says universal peace to you, I'm going to scream.
Do you mind if we join you?
Sure. Have a seat.
You remember Orion and Ursula.
Universal peace to you.
Kendall!
Please, join us.
Thank you for allowing us to stay with you.
Yes, we're glad you could join us.
You know, Andy, in all the busyness of last night, I never had the chance to find out what this retreat center is all about.
We're the Utopians.
Utopians?
Yes, it's an acronym for Universal Teachings of Peaceful Interplanetary Alien Nations.
You're an alien cult?
We are not.
Ursula, it is true that some from the outside view us that way, but really, we are seekers of truth. We think it's somewhat arrogant to believe that we are the only inhabitants in this universe.
With thousands of planets similar to planet Earth, the chance for evolution to produce life elsewhere, it's overwhelming.
Well, Orion, actually, mathematically speaking, the odds are completely against evolution.
You sound pretty confident.
Kendall's a scientist.
Well, actually, I have a PhD in vertebrate paleontology, but I've studied quite a bit of astronomy, and my brother Nathan is a PhD astronomer who works for NASA.
Oh, a cover-up artist.
How is it that you do not believe in evolution, Kendall?
Well, there's several reasons. Think of how complex our bodies are, for example. The human body is made up of building blocks known as amino acids that string together to form proteins.
So?
Let's compare a chain of amino acids to people standing in a line, okay? Now, let's say we have 18 people. Do you know how many possible ways they could line up?
A lot.
Believe it or not, 18 people can be arranged in a line in more than 6,400,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, those people could switch places in line once every minute, it would take them over 12 billion, with a B, years to stand in every possible order in line. Andy, how old do you say the universe is?
I believe some scientists now say the universe began with a big bang about 12 billion years ago.
I don't believe the universe is anywhere near that old, but do you realize that 18 people moving every minute through the entire course of evolutionary history wouldn't have time to stand in all the different line orders that are possible?
What's your point?
It takes an average of 400 amino acids to make up one protein in our body. They have to be in perfect order. And then it takes 60,000 proteins to make up a cell. And even worse, our body's made up of trillions of cells. Andy, if random chance can't even line up 18 people in all the possible ways in 12 billion years, I certainly know that random evolution couldn't have made our super complex human bodies.
That's amazing, honey.
And if evolution's impossible, there can't be other life forms out there that have evolved.
But you're forgetting one very important point, Kendall.
Yes, Orion?
There have been many UFO sightings.
Well, I don't know what people are seeing.
Andy, I have a question for you.
Yes?
The auto shop said that the van would be ready by noon. Is there any way we could get a ride with you into Roswell?
Unfortunately, I can't today. It is the continuation of the Parley of Light.
The Parley of Light?
Yes, it's an annual festivity for the Utopians. We rehearse our future meeting with the Cosmutans. You're welcome to join us.
We'll pass.
All right, but you may want to reconsider. As you can see out the window, your kids seem to be getting along famously with mine.
What?
My name's Jesse. This is my brother Ryan. And these are my friends, Jonathan and his sister Katie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, my name's Venus, and this is Luna.
Hello.
Apollo.
Hey.
Star.
Hello.
And Pleiades.
Universal peace to you.
I feel like we just met the whole Milky Way galaxy.
Jonathan!
Do you guys believe in aliens?
So you don't?
Well, I've always been told they don't exist, but I've never... Like my dad says, the possibility of any life evolving is impossible.
But what if life evolved somewhere else and then was brought to planet Earth?
So now all you're doing is transferring the problem somewhere else.
What?
Life is too complex, so there's no way to explain it but by a creator.
What if our creator was a cosmic brother?
So who made him?
I see your point.
The Bible talks about the creator who has always existed, and he made humans in his image.
Hey, you guys.
I see you're all getting along.
Mom, these are our new friends.
Nice meeting you.
And these are our parents.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, everyone, we better head back to our rooms.
Well, but we're just getting to know these guys. I'm not ready to go yet.
Katie, we're all heading back to our rooms, okay?
Yes, sir. Later.
Bye.
Well, that was weird.
Well, what's that, Kendall?
Captain's log. Stardate. 2 days into alien territory. Still unable to secure transport.
Oh, Kendall. Well,
all day long I've been trying to find a ride into town so we can get out of here, but no one wants to take us.
What if we just ask them to take us to their leader?
Earlier I met the tow truck driver who towed our car. Believe it or not, he said he couldn't give us a ride because he didn't want to be late getting to tonight's parlay of light celebration.
Oh.
I feel like they're keeping us here for a reason.
That does it. We're getting out of here. Grab the kids. I've got an idea.
Dad, are you sure it was a good idea to walk to town like this?
These suitcases are getting heavy. Martha, what's in here?
You know, moon rocks, crystals, a phaser, just the essentials for around here.
I don't see why we had to leave all of a sudden anyway.
I think this is kind of an adventure.
This is fun.
Kendall, do you really think we'll be able to get to Roswell before dark?
Well, of course, the average person walks about 3 miles an hour, and we're
Kendall.
Only about... Yes, honey, we'll make it long before dark.
Kendall, we didn't make it to Roswell by dark.
Look, everyone, I'm sorry I dragged you all out here, all right?
It's okay, honey. You are doing your best to protect everyone. Right, guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Dad, isn't there any possibility there's real UFOs?
You guys have been talking about that for the last 2 miles. Can't we play 20 questions or something?
Mm.
Okay.
Well, Katie, remember, UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. And sometimes they're just that, something that hasn't been identified. I'm sure most of the cases are people seeing a natural phenomenon or what they want to see. Sometimes it's intentional trickery. Some people even speculate that there's some spiritual deception going on.
Speaking of aliens, have you guys noticed that all the pictures look the same?
Like a Casper the Friendly Ghost on one of those starvation diets?
Whoa! Do you guys see that shooting star?
Wow, it's a long one!
That's no shooting star!
I think it's coming toward us!
You know, what is that?
Dad, it's a UFO!
I don't believe it!
It went right over us!
Look, here comes a car!
He's stopping!
Well, we sure appreciate the ride.
My pleasure. By the way, I'm Lucius. Universal peace to you, my brothers.
Andromedas?
Yes, Orion, please come in and have a seat.
Our lease is running out on this property. We won't have a place for our annual parley of light.
Orion, what do you think of our new outsiders?
You mean the Brennans and Parks?
Yes. Did you know that they own a very large piece of property in Ambigu? They're trying to build some religious center on the property, a museum or something. It would be the perfect place for our new retreat center.
They were trying to get away from here last night.
I know. Fortunately, Lucius was in too big of a hurry to take them into town, so we had to bring them back here.
But Andromedas, they would never be willing to give us their land.
My children told me that Dr. Park's daughter Katie is already questioning her belief. She may be beginning to investigate the Utopian Way. It's possible the others will follow.
I can't believe we're back here in Utopia.
I couldn't believe it when that guy Lucius said he didn't have time to take us into town.
Why don't we just call a taxi or something?
I tried. As it turns out, the only phone in this entire complex is the one we use to call the truck. For some reason, the door's locked, and nobody can find Andy to ask him to let us in.
They haven't forced us to stay here. And can't they believe what they want to?
Well, yes, Katie. However, we don't have to agree with their beliefs.
Especially because they don't believe in the Bible.
Dad, can't people believe in the Bible and still believe in aliens?
Well, Katie, they can. But remember, the main reason that people believe in aliens is because they believe in evolution.
Yeah, but what if God created the people on other planets? The Bible doesn't say that he didn't, does it?
While the Bible doesn't say specifically that there aren't other people out there, there would be some serious biblical problems if there were.
Like what, Kendall?
In Romans 8:22, the Bible says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." The Bible tells us that all creation was cursed as a result of man's sin. If there's other people on other planets, were they cursed because of what we did on Earth?
I've never thought about that.
That doesn't sound like a just and loving God to punish innocent beings for our sin. The only other possibility is that all alien civilizations sinned at exactly the same moment throughout the entire universe. But that seems pretty far-fetched.
Or what about Jesus? The Bible says that he came to die for our sins. Did Jesus have to go from planet to planet dying for each one?
No, that can't be. Remember what it says in Hebrews 10:10? We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And in verse 12 it says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God." So if Christ died once, he couldn't have died other times.
I think this proves the point. If we're going to believe that God created aliens, then a lot of things in the Bible start to get very strange. The funny thing is that many people are trying to stretch God's word to include aliens, but we don't have one shred of evidence that any even exists.
So why'd God make the universe so big, if there isn't anyone else living here? Katie, I think God is a divine artist who created this big universe simply because he likes to create. Like a painter who hides things in his painting he knows nobody else will see. He does it just for his own good pleasure.
Well, for now, we better come up with a way to get out of this place.
Well, you plan. Do you mind if we go outside and look around?
Okay, we'll let you know when we've come up with something.
Hey, you guys!
Greetings.
Hi.
Well, we were just on our way to get some soda. Would you guys like to come?
Sure.
So, Jonathan, now that you've seen a real UFO, are you a believer?
Ever since we got here, everyone has been talking about all of the inhabited planets. The only problem is that Earth is the only one that can support life.
What do you mean?
Earth is special. It's designed perfectly for us to live here.
I heard that if we were just a tiny bit closer to the sun, we'd be fried. If we were any further away, we'd freeze to death.
The atmosphere around the Earth protects us from the deadly rays of the sun, while letting in the ones we need.
The oxygen in our air is just right. If it were a little less, we wouldn't be able to breathe. If there was more oxygen, the entire Earth would burst into flames.
The Earth has a system that cleans our water and provides it for people around the world.
Yeah, well, you could also point out the balance of nature and how plants and animals all work together to survive. But why couldn't there be other planets out there that also provide for life?
Just name one.
Well, I don't know the names of any.
That's because we've never found anything in the universe like our planet. That makes the Earth unique, and I believe the Creator made it for us.
Interesting perspective.
Well, Katie and Jesse, do you want to do some exploring?
Why don't you and Jesse go ahead, and I'll hang out with these guys. Jonathan, this old barn is cool. What are you doing?
I'm scanning this alien structure for signs of life.
Whoa! Look at this! What's that?
It's a remote-controlled airplane!
What's it doing here?
Katie, you're back!
Hey, guys!
We're still trying to figure out a way out of here.
The food truck.
What?
I saw the food delivery truck coming into the center last night when we were leaving.
Right about 6 o'clock.
Hey, what would happen if we just asked for a ride back to town? We could pay for it.
We'll give him a 20.
Make it 75. I'm ready to get out of here.
Okay, so that's the plan. At 5:50, we'll meet out by the kitchen with our stuff. When the delivery truck comes, we'll just ask for a ride.
Kendall, it's already 5:30. We need to find Jonathan and Jesse.
Orion, there's a big car show going on at the Roswell Convention and Civic Center. There'll be hundreds of people there.
I can't wait.
We need to hurry down to the barn so we can get ready.
Jesse, this remote control has a button that's been added to it.
What's it do?
There's one way to find out.
That's the sound of a UFO!
Where's it coming from?
Over there! What is that?
Jesse, look at it! It's a spaceship!
It looks like it's made from paper mache.
Look at all the lights and reflectors on it.
Jonathan, we better get out of here. I don't think we're supposed to see this.
Jesse, I'll bet this is the UFO we saw.
I knew it was a fake. But this is small compared to how it looked last night.
It just looked bigger because it was against the sky. I wonder how they made it fly.
Come on, Jonathan.
Okay, we'll go in a minute. First, I want to figure this out.
We better leave right now.
That's it! I'll bet these straps attach to the remote control airplane. It's light enough to work.
Do you hear that?
Someone's coming.
Hide behind these bales of hay.
Well, I think if we're there by 9, we'll be in good shape. After the UFO flyby, we'll still have time to get back for tonight's parlay of light.
Andromedas, this UFO has really paid off.
No kidding. In the last 6 months, our membership has doubled. Our donations are up 40%. It's like a UFO revival. Just think, Orion. We'll build our following until our reuniting with the Cosmutons.
Hey, you guys! You won't believe what just happened!
Universal peace, Helios!
Greetings! I was just stopped by the Outsiders. They wanted a ride into town.
Orion, help Helios load the UFO. I'll bring the remote control plane later. I'm going to set it just outside the door until I find the remote. It seems to be missing. What did you tell them, Helios?
I told them I had one more...
Hey, what's going on?
Jonathan! I accidentally pushed the button. Run!
It's those kids! Let's get them!
No, Orion. Finish helping Helios with the UFO. I'll get them.
Katie, where did Jonathan and Jesse say they were going?
I don't know, Dad. They just went off that way.
Dad! Jesse?
Over here! Well, there they are.
Jesse, where have you guys been?
Dad, the UFO's a fake!
And he's coming after us! There he is now!
What's going on here?
Children, stop, please. I think there's been a misunderstanding.
In what way?
Dad, the UFO we saw is in the back of the delivery truck.
There it is now.
Jonathan, do something!
I still have the remote control in my hand.
What's going on out here?
The UFO's a fake, and it's getting away in the back of the truck.
It's not true. I have no idea what these children are talking about.
Here comes the airport.
I see it.
Jonathan, what are you doing?
You gotta stop that truck.
The plane just flew past it. How are you going to stop it?
I'll just send it into a dive and play a little game of chicken. Like this. And it's headed right to the truck.
Yes, he swerved off the road.
Jonathan!
He's stuck in the mud!
Dad, the UFO is in the back of the truck!
That's foolish, Jesse. I don't even know what you're talking about. Helios, get back in the truck and drive!
It's stuck!
Come on, everyone. I think it's time to take a look in the back of that truck. There's your great UFO.
It's a fake.
Bona fide papier-mâché.
Father, what's going on?
We have a lot to talk about.
We finally made it out of there.
We've survived our abduction.
Dr. Park?
Yes, officer?
Thanks for coming down to the police station. I'm just going to make a quick call, and I'll be right back.
Ursula, thank you so much for driving us into Roswell.
You're welcome, but please, just call me Mary.
Mary?
I've been Ursula for the last 6 months.
6 months?
Yes. It all started when I saw the UFO. I had questions. I thought Andy had answers.
Dad, I need to confess something to you.
Yes, Katie?
Dad, even though I believed in the Bible, I didn't know how to explain what we saw.
Do you mean the UFO, honey?
Yeah.
Katie, I think this has been a good lesson. In John 17:17, it says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth."
We can always trust God's word. He doesn't lie to us. As humans, we have a tendency to trust our own thinking more than God.
That sounds like what you always say about evolution, Dad.
You're right, Jonathan. Science will say one thing and then change later to say just the opposite. It's about doing our best to describe how our world works and then changing those theories once we find out more about it.
I guess the problem comes when we use man's scientific theories and observations to interpret the Bible instead of just believing God's word.
Many people want to believe in evolution, so they try to make it fit with the Bible. But when you look at the facts, science shows that evolution is wrong. It's too bad people believe in what they want to instead of just trusting the Creator.
Okay, thanks for waiting. You said you're here to report a UFO fraud by a group called the Utopians?
Yes, it was terrible. We were held captive.
But did they physically keep you from leaving?
Well,
Well, no.
But what about the UFO fraud?
It's just not against the law to fool people.
They were tricking people into donating money and joining their little band of alien wannabes.
What you might want to do is check with the Consumer Protection Agency and see if they can do anything about that.
I can't believe it.
What about you guys? Do you guys have a way to get home?
Mary here is going to drive us to a motel for the night. And then we're picking up our repaired car in the morning and heading back to Santa Fe.
Well then, you're free to go.
Goodbye. Bye. See you later.
Drive safely and don't forget to buckle up. And universal peace to you.
You've been listening to Jonathan Park and the Escape from Utopia. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as a bully at Painted Dunes Elementary just won't leave Jonathan alone in Jonathan Park and the Clue from Nineveh.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.